It's a consumer health issue that has cost some insured patients in Florida tens of thousands of dollars. Lawmakers considered fixing the problem last year, but never quite got around to it. As Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry reports, the chances look more promising this year.
David Rogers of Tampa thought it was just a paperwork mix-up when his wife Melanie got a notice that their insurance would not pay a doctor bill of $27,000 for emergency care.
My reaction was kind of shock and disbelief, and my wife has also been in shock ever since.
But it isn't a mix-up. It's an increasingly common practice that can leave insured patients in the same boat as the uninsured. Some call it surprise billing. But the official term used in Tallahassee is balance billing, in that patients are being charged the balance of what insurance doesn't cover. Sharon James, Florida's insurance consumer advocate, says unexpected bills are sending patients to collection agencies and even bankruptcy.
There are consumers that are actually foregoing medical treatment because they're unclear and unsure as to what the financial consequence of that treatment may be.
Florida law bars this kind of billing for HMO patients, but it doesn't protect those enrolled in PPOs, a similar kind of health plan that covers millions of Floridians. James recently released a proposal for lawmakers to consider in this year's legislative session.
The impact on Florida consumers is substantial, which is why we're definitely recommending a fix to this problem.
James told a House subcommittee that hospitals, doctors, and insurance companies know balance billing is a problem.
All of these stakeholders agreed that something needed to happen, that we needed to fix this issue for consumers. And of course, you all are aware, the big question is, how do you do that?
Take the example of emergency rooms. The hospital may be in a patient's PPO network, but the ER doctor may not be. Dr. Daniel Brennan of Orlando is on the board of the Florida College of Emergency Physicians. He says ER doctors turn to balance billing when plans don't pay enough.
If we receive adequate payment from the insurance company, then it's a moot point for the patients. They don't get a balance bill.
But the Florida Association of Health Plans says some ER doctors refuse to contract so that they can charge the patient many times more than the standard rates from private plans or Medicare. President and CEO Audrey Brown cites a report from a national insurers group.
The study shows that in Florida, average charges for emergency department visits are between 500% and 750% of Medicare.
Consumer advocate James says that after listening to all the players and studying other states, she wants patients taken out of the middle. She says the state should set up a process to make the PPOs and out-of-network billers resolve their own disputes. If they can't reach agreement, she says, the next step would be arbitration. James's proposal doesn't address surprise bills for non-emergency treatments, but she says it covers most cases.
Clearly, the greatest consumer impact is in the emergency context.
Since she made the proposal, lobbying against balance billing reform has dwindled. Representative Evan Jenny, a Broward County Democrat, says change is in the air.
After you've been here for a little while, you can see when the stars start to align and you can tell something is going to happen.
Back in Tampa, the Rogers family still faces the big doctor bill from last year. But if there's an emergency this year, they'll be protected. At open enrollment, David Rogers says he switched to an HMO.
Because it doesn't make any sense to be paying for an insurance that doesn't cover you.
For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in St. Petersburg.
At last check, a bill dealing with balance billing was pending in the House and another is expected in the Senate. State lawmakers will meet next Tuesday for the start of the 60-day legislative session, and you can follow all the health issues before state lawmakers this year on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.